have just a few very short words to share with you all this morning. We've already experienced God in so many beautiful ways, and I just have a small kind of thought that I want to share with you all as you consider what Easter might mean for us this year in this time and place in which we're living that is full of joy, but also full of a lot of hard stuff as well. We're always kind of living in that tension, right, between this hope of eternal life and resurrection and also the reality that there's a lot of hard stuff going on each and every day all around us. You know, I love Easter Sunday. It is such a fun party. I love all the crazy stuff we do here. It's truly a day of celebration. And I see, like, genuine happiness on people's faces on Easter. It is like the Sunday of celebration for Christians. We sing, oh, happy day, and we should be happy. We can be happy any day. Hopefully it's on Easter Sunday. I can feel the joy in this room. The resurrection of Jesus should bring joy to our hearts and lead us to smile. It truly is a big, big deal. At the same time, I know for a fact that as we celebrate and as we sing songs of happiness and joy, some of us are carrying very heavy loads right now. Some of us are going through hard stuff. We're facing challenges. Some folks here are walking through some really serious darkness right now. So as I celebrate this morning and I'm happy and I feel joy, at the same time, part of me actually wants to cry because I'm holding sadness in my heart for my own life, but also people that I care about and love who have been going through some really hard things. I don't know if y'all feel that tension when we come to church. I had a message planned this morning, and I know preachers say this a lot. They're like, God gave me a new one, you know. I really did have another one planned. You can confirm with some others in the room. We've been in this series in the Gospel of Mark, and I was going to wrap that up and talk about Mark's ending to his gospel and the resurrection that we read about in the Gospel of Mark. However, as the week progressed, the message just wasn't connecting deep with my soul, and I was taught in seminary that if a message doesn't mean something to you, you can't expect it to mean something to anybody else, right? And so I really was wrestling with what God might want me to say. This Holy Week for me, and for people around me, for my wife and for others, for folks at Common Good, and for some of you all, has been actually a really hard week. Holy Week has been a week of tragedy and sadness and tears. I've sat across tables and shared couches with numerous people this week who have cried, like shed tears and wept because of things that they are facing in their lives. I want to read the resurrection story in John 20. We actually read it outside for our sunrise service, but I want to read it again. It begins in the part I'm reading in chapter 20, verse 11. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I'll go get him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Mary Magdalene went to the tomb full of grief, sadness, and pain, her best friend. Mary was very close to Jesus. He was her best friend, her mentor, her guide, someone she looked up to, someone she needed in her life. He had just been brutally killed by the Roman government. She was tormented and at a loss for what to do, so she went to the tomb to anoint his body. And while she was at the tomb, she cried, and she cried, and she cried. On Easter morning, Mary was crying. So if any of you all are carrying heavy things and you feel like crying, you're in good company this morning with Mary. But then she looked up, and she saw the resurrected Jesus through her tears. Jesus found her in her place of pain, and he spoke her name, and he gave her fresh vision and hope for her future. I heard a guy named N.T. Wright say something a couple months ago, and it really stuck out to me. He said that Mary saw new creation through her tears. That she witnessed the new creation through her tears. You know, many of us are here on Easter Sunday singing of resurrection and joy and power, yet maybe we feel like we're barely hanging on, carrying heavy loads of stress and worries and fears. And my prayer is that we could see some glimpses of new creation through our tears, that we will find hope and beauty in unexpected places, that we will see Jesus as we journey together. My hope is that you saw some glimpses of heaven this morning through our music. And they do such a good job. The band was killing it this morning, right? That is beautiful. I believe music is a gift from God, and we can see a glimpse of heaven. The times in Scripture where people got glimpses of heaven, they were always singing when they saw it. You know, I think there's something to that. Maybe you saw some glimpses of heaven through our wonderful and beautiful children we have in this church. Maybe through Inna's baptism, through the fellowship we shared around the breakfast table, to taking in and celebrating the sunrise on Easter morning outside around the fire. All of this points us to a beautiful and good God. And my hope is that even in your pain and suffering, in your anxieties and your stresses, that you were able to see a little bit of God's goodness this morning. That you were able to see new creation through your tears. Our pain is heavy, and it really does matter. We need to acknowledge and honor the pain and honor the tears that we shed and honor the feelings that we have inside. And at the same time, Jesus is powerful and good, and we believe Jesus is with us. So just like Mary, we can see Jesus this morning, even if his image is a bit blurry because of our tear-filled eyes or because of our doubts or our struggles or the feelings of stress and overwhelming feelings of anxiety that we may be experiencing. We can journey through this life with courage and hope. I believe because of what Jesus has done for us. Because we believe that just as Jesus rose, we too can rise. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.